It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Monday spot. That is Chickie's in South Philly. Brandon Graham's show will be on from Chickie's in South Philly at 6 o'clock. There he is. There's Pete.
Pete the Crab!
Pointing at me.
What's up, baby?
Brandon will be here. Howard Eskin already here, also part of that show. So that is happening at 6 o'clock.
You think BG was the game last night?
I don't know.
I mean, Sirianni was at the game Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Fletcher was there yesterday. Big Dom.
Fletcher was there, I'm sure BG was there.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk. Well, we're going to do an hour of baseball with BG. That's tonight's Brandon Graham show.
Hour of baseball with BG.
So it is time for everybody's portion, everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, which is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Red October's back, and obviously, I think if you've listened to me, this isn't surprising to anyone, but I'm always monitoring to see how people's fandom is. And
Stockwatch.
And that's why we had to have a Stockwatch this weekend. After the first two games.
He was watching, guys.
Wow. To see whose fandom
in?
Stock is going
yep.
up and
who's
down.
In and
wow.
Who's
I'm nervous, actually.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, I know.
Stockwatch after the first weekend of the year. Number five. He gets a lot of credit, but I always love him even more in the postseason. But Scott Fransky's stock is up. It's good to have playoff Fransky back.
Yep.
Him getting a little choked up after the Castellanos thing, I think we all felt that, but the Stott triple, a rise to the moment kind of call. Bryce Harper into Castellanos, loud into it. It's always good to have playoff Fransky back.
He's a great broadcaster. You know, he's really good. I think the best play-by-play broadcasters are the ones that are not super fans, but you can tell, feel it, and love
yes.
it, and capture the moment.
Yes.
And he's as good as it gets, man. He's really, really good at that. And I think it's also really cool his just sort of the difference between the excited Fransky and the normal dry delivery Fransky or whatever. They're both very good and they're both so different, but he nailed it. He always
yeah.
nails it.
Yep. He did. Fourth on Stockwatch is Rod Lakin.
Up or down?
Down.
Oh, I
appreciate sending us to New York tomorrow. But he did this crap last year. And
send us to New York. We're driving there.
Whatever. He's letting us go to New York.
Yeah.
He did this crap last year in the Arizona series where he got cocky. And he would come down early and try to celebrate with me and Elliot and James.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
And he did the nonsense again in the ninth. It's a two-run lead. All of a sudden, there's Lakin. Bang, lead's gone.
Yeah.
I told him that, too. I
said, Jack walked right up to Rod Lakin, and he goes, you coming down here, you did this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead in the eye. Hit the agar off. Like, listen.
Deep to your bosses.
Yeah, I was going to say, slow down.
Playoff Fritz, different animal.
Yeah, we see.
Different
yeah.
animal.
Playoff Fritz, not going to have a job, Fritz. Going to be unemployed, Fritz.
Oh, so everyone hates my family. the third on Stockwatch, and I am so proud of this caller.
Oh, boy.
Because I didn't know he had it in his bag. Football, phenomenal. But baseball Rios?
Yeah.
Stock way up.
Yeah, stock up on
First
Rios.
Off, his call on Friday started making the social media rounds. People cut it and said, running through a brick wall, which I love. And then his call pregame yesterday, the city was down. The city was hurting. We thought we were about to have a short playoff run. And Rios lit into the Phillies. And a lot of blood on the grass. We get it. But I'm so proud of Rios for expanding his game. Rios Stockwatch up.
Here's what I say about Rios. You know how you say Bryce Harper looks around and he knows that it's on him and he knows that everyone's depending on him. So he shows up when you need him. Rios knew we needed him.
Right, because we went to him yesterday and he wasn't there because I think he had a little stage fright because he wanted to call in to rip the Phillies.
Yeah.
And when I turned around Rios, I said, no, Rios, we need you to uplift the Phillies.
Yep.
And he did that.
He did it by screaming.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Big game Rios.
Yep.
Huge. As we are now calling.
And he's elevated Devin Caney's game, as we heard earlier.
Yeah. I mean, he texted me, said he's proud of Devin for the
for screaming blood.
For screaming blood in a semi-scary way.
Yep.
So that was good. Second on Stockwatch is my knees, which are down. They hurt.
Oh,
they hurt. Again, I feel like I'm walking around like Kirk Gibson. after he hit the home run in 1988. Like, we're limping over here. I always get stuck in these
things. Toughen up, Buttercup.
It's not about toughening up.
Yeah, it is. So you're watching the game.
But I manned up and did the runs. I did 11 miles.
Oh, you're running. I forgot about the
runs.
Yes. I thought you were talking about from watching the game.
No.
So he did 11 miles on Saturday and then 10 miles today?
Yep.
Yeah, I got to give you credit for that.
Yeah, that's called toughening up.
Wow.
Powering through.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you know this right now. Maybe you, but we definitely aren't running 9 miles through Queens.
I heard some places to run. I was giving some recommendations.
Okay.
So
I'll go ahead and have fun with that.
Listen, you'll be off for your morning stroll with your coffee.
Yep. I will. I don't even know if I can do that. Can I do that?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You'll be fine.
All right.
We're in Nowheresville.
Hey, man.
In Flushing.
I just remember coming to America.
Yeah. No. I think our hotel is near other hotels. I think it's okay.
I checked the hotel out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank fans.
Well, the first thing Ike said, I'm not going to name the hotel brand, but he goes, oh, it's a good hotel. They have Wi-Fi. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. That's
low standards.
It's like when these hotels used to put, like, we have HBO.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? You know? So, yeah, the knees are hurting, but it's okay. We go for 9 in New York. I'll run it. I don't care.
Last thing on the running. So Jack's running, 11 miles, 10 miles, all for each win to get us a World Series.
10 more topper.
My only concern is you could hurt yourself. Your mileage is not up at this level. Like doing 11, 10, 9, and 8 all in 1 week.
But I like that they're going down.
I think you're going to injure yourself. I hope you don't, but I think you're going to hurt yourself.
That's fine. It'll be good.
Yeah, take two and call me in the morning.
Yep.
That's right. Ibuprofen.
That's not missed work. That's all we know.
Yeah. Don't want to hear about any blisters.
Dude, the blisters are real. That's the only thing that actually like hurts on more than the knees. But
you hear this crier over here?
I don't complain ever. Okay. Ibuprofen, I be shoving. That was the Bloomsburg Huskies motto.
Love it.
But the number one. Stock watch. Spike asking.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Up or down?
Stock is up.
Oh!
Stock's up.
Thank God.
Leads off the video, the hype video.
Thank God. You didn't like that at all.
Didn't like it at all. But when you think of big game voices and the face of Phillies baseball, you think of Spike Eskin. So good to have him leading off the video. Appreciate that.
Okay.
And then I was proud of you at the game. We've had conversations about investment. And sports fandom.
Yep.
And I felt through you yesterday real passion, wanting to win that game, trying to will the Phillies to a victory. You were all in yesterday, and I appreciate that.
Yes, I was on. I was feeling it. I'm glad you got a chance to see me feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ike and I have talked about Red October. I feel like there's been like a kind of like, well, I'll believe it when I see it from you
a little bit. Oh, really?
And through the first six innings, you're probably like, frauds. That doesn't live up to the hype. And I think after the two home runs, you're like, all right.
Now you got to feel it.
There it is.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to. Even Elliot. Elliot is, he trolls with the Philly sometimes. I do believe him. I think he wants them to win. But I think he likes also trolling me a little bit. He's gotten caught up in the last two postseasons as well.
Well, Elliot is a, he has Thurstman in him like you do, Jack. Elliot wants to be part of the party.
Well, it was shameless. He was tweeting out Bryce Harper postseason stats yesterday and how insane they were.
Come on, what's this guy doing?
It's like, you can't do that. You're not allowed to post Bryce postseason stats.
Well, I mean, Jalen should call Bryce and ask Elliot to stop, after the preseason stats. I don't want Elliot to jinx Bryce Harper.
Or maybe the worm needs to call him.
I could get a call from the worm.
Phillies.
You got to
cut Elliot some slack. He could be going through withdrawal.
I know.
You know what I mean? The Eagles didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't practice. He didn't have anything to report on.
Yep.
I am worried about him. He recorded maybe 8 go birds in the last 3 days.
About what?
I have no idea. I don't know. But Tucker was like, yeah, Ellie just recorded 4 podcasts. I'm like, dude, what are you recording?
What's
podcasts?
He even talking,
what are you talking about? Yeah. There's nothing to talk about.
They haven't played in 10 days.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah.
What do you do? Recap each game?
I don't know what he did. I think he brought on other people to cover the team too,
and all to say what, the same thing?
Yeah, offense things. I don't all know. Right. Yeah.
This hour is brought to you. What a huge sell for the Go Birds podcast. We don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, he's putting out a lot of content.
Go find out.
It is a good sell for the podcast.
Download it wherever you get your podcast. This hour is brought to you by Guide a Door and Window. Buy a window or door to get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guide a Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. You know, before we get back to the phones, Ike, I'm glad that what you were pointing at was your food, because I did see you pointing like that once here, and it wasn't for your food.
Oh, yeah. No, we can see that in front of us. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
215-592-9494. Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Real quick before I get into my hot take on the lineup I got for the next couple of games, I totally agree with Ruben Amaro about the bullpen. Who else would we really want versus what the Mets got in their bullpen? We got a load of pets. These guys just got to get going. My hot take on the lineup, why don't we put Harper batting second, Castellanos third, and put Turner back farther in the lineup? Because I totally agree with you. I cringe when I'm watching Turner bat. And I know the lefty-lefty situation, but these guys don't have any lefties in the pen. And guess what? Minaya, home runs given up to Turner, Harper, Castellanos has three, Schwarber has one, Stott has one, Sosa has one. Our whole team's had a home run against this guy.
Jack, what do you think about moving Turner down in the lineup?
I just don't think he's going to do it. I think if there's one thing, if Bryce was going to keep getting pitched around and if Castellanos was going to struggle in the four spot, I thought the only move that maybe he would have done, and it would have been drastic, and I think it would have been viewed as a panic move, but they're...
Schwarber?
No, Harper to lead off.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that he has Turner and Schwarber behind
him. No, but Harper batting second, it forces them to pitch to him a little more.
Right, but then you're still having Schwarber lead off, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to put back-to-back lefties. That's me.
Yeah, but they don't have any lefties to pitch against us. And late in the game, that's who we want batting anyway.
Well, I know. But I just don't think they're going to do that in game three of the NLDS when they haven't changed the top three.
I understand that. It sounds a little off, but...
I would have rather batted Harper first.
Well, and Tom, as I agree with you on the Trey Turner thing, but he was on base... Three times yesterday.
I understand that, but we still would want Harper getting more at bats and Castellanos getting more at bats at this point.
I don't disagree. I like the idea of putting your best hitter higher up in the lineup. I would have no problem, honestly, putting Harper even lead off. You want to get your best hitters the more at bats, the most at bats you can. I don't think they're going to do it, and I wouldn't move Turner that far down. You know. So what was your thing on the bullpen?
I don't think that we have to worry about the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, you said that up top. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And Alvarado is going to have a big moment at some point, and we gotta just hope that that works out.
Yeah, he has to. And I think it probably comes game four, because I think that's going to be more of a bullpen-dependent game. Tomorrow they're going to be, I assume, pretty aggressive with it. So, but Alvarado, they do need him at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
215-592-9494. Big Aaron, West Philly. Big A, you were pretty scared net last time we talked to you. How are you feeling today?
I was not scared, man. I gave that passionate speech. They better start hitting the ball. They better stop running after pitches. And they did that all in that first game that I was pissed about. Me and Aaron was texting back and forth. He was damn near crying over the phone in the first game. Then the second game, they relaxed, man. You can't swing at all kinds of pitches coming up here. Turner took that walk in the ninth. Harper took that walk in the ninth. They need stuff like that because they're not going to get great pitches to hit all the time. That's all I was saying that day. It wasn't scared. I want them to play disciplined baseball. Because if you try to play hero baseball, it ain't going to work. Only one that could do that is Harper. All right? They'd smack it out the fence and swore bombs sometimes. But they got to hit balls that's over the plate. Stop fishing. That's why he got booed. Because he was fishing. Turner was getting on my damn nerves, on his knees, swinging at everything. So we got to stay there and play disciplined baseball right now. because they're going to throw junk at them all game. Harper ain't going to get another good pitch to look at this whole series.
Well, if Castellanos is hitting, he will. Mm-hmm. And if there's runners on base,
yeah, well, you better help Castellanos do something when he get on base. So yeah, that's all I was saying. It wasn't scariness. I was just laying out the team.
Nah.
And what I saw in the team, man.
Sound a little scary.
You
know,
yeah, how much did you believe?
I'm not a high, rah-rah guy until I get rah-rah and see him do something. I don't pre-do that. I could die, man. I'm old. I used to do that all the time. I do
so
it after
you're more
they
measured?
Went, not before they went.
Okay.
More measured,
okay.
Man, because I don't want to waste my energy if they blow it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot of words for scared, you know.
No. There's a. You were scared.
Spike was scared. He got on me last week. But to start the week, Spike was also nervous.
Yeah, I was very nervous. I was terrified of the Mets. Yeah, I agree.
Well, I just – okay, so what's the plan going forward?
Well,
Tuesday. I mean, with Nola, I think Nola's going to pitch a hell of a game.
Aaron, here's my worry, Aaron, is we keep talking about their plate approach, but they just sort of are who they are. I think they can – there are degrees of it, of course, but expecting Trey Turner to change his approach at the plate, Castellanos to change his approach at the plate, like all these guys who are in the prime or later part of their prime, just expect them to play differently. That's the thing that makes me nervous about the whole plate approach thing and Bryce talking about changing the plate approach. These guys are who they are. It's really just about crossing our fingers and hoping they get hot. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't think we're going to get more than one or two games in a row of these guys taking walks and taking pitches and grinding out at bats. You might have one here and there, but they're not going to become a lineup of that, I don't think.
Jack, do you think the same way?
Yeah, I mostly agree with Spike. I don't think we're going to – it's what's the leopard can't change its stripes?
Spots.
Tiger?
Spots.
Whatever,
leopards
same
don't
thing.
Have stripes.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Tigers have stripes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you get the point.
Yep.
You get the point. By the way, can we
– Okay.
Can we start?
I just hope it don't kill him, man. I
agree. You and me both.
I agree. Can we start expressing some skepticism on Knowles heading into tomorrow? The city's too confident.
Oh, don't worry. They will by tomorrow.
Well, of course. But like
– today is more of the remnants of yesterday.
I'm just saying. I've never heard so much confidence in a big Aaron Nola start than I've heard. Like, oh, we got Knowles in game three. We got it. I love Aaron Nola. But yeah. I need the little nerve.
I think you'll get more of that tomorrow.
Can I tell you what? I see it. You know how I said I saw Estevez blowing a game in the playoffs? I just saw it.
By the way, bad take so far.
So far, yeah.
Eight pitches.
Yes. Yeah, it was enough. I see Lindor hitting a leadoff home run tomorrow.
Nice.
Now, if Knowles can settle in after that, I'd be fine with this. Yeah.
Why don't you ever see anything good for the Phillies?
Yeah, where's the good?
It's not the Phillies. It's everybody. This is how I look at life.
I know. But yeah. The Phillies are playing now. I'm talking about with the Mets and the Phillies. You've given us things you can see happening bad for the Phillies. I'm saying, why don't you ever see anything good?
Well, his last name is Eskin.
Yeah, you know me pretty well, right? You know me pretty well. Have I ever gone out and predicted? No, I think when I'm trying to motivate people, I can do it.
You predicted 7 runs yesterday.
Did I? Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There's some positivity.
Yeah.
Do you do that with radio shows?
What?
Do you expect the worst with radio shows?
The reason I'm such a psycho about preparing for the radio show is a fear of it being bad. I everything I do is expecting the worst thing to happen, and I'm trying to work against that and prepare myself for it. So that's what it makes me
an
unhappy person.
You don't have any fear about this show being bad, right?
No,
not happening.
No, but that's I'm not you guys. I'm always afraid. I'm not going to be prepared. That's why I'm like that all the time. I am not a fun person. I said this.
Ah, you're fun.
Yeah, you're
we've
great.
Been around
you're
you. Who do you think you're talking to? We've been around
again,
you.
Again, just like Jalen.
We know you can handle one beer.
Yeah, I can sometimes too, depending on the beer. Yeah.
Just like Jalen's turnovers are a wee thing.
Yeah.
My funness is a
wee
thing.
Well, by the way, taking the boys to dinner tomorrow.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Well,
is he?
Yes, I am. Taking you guys.
Oh, you're taking us to dinner?
Yes, I'm taking you guys to dinner tomorrow.
After the game?
Yes.
Oh!
That's a late night.
Wait a minute.
Well, the game be over at 8, 7:30, 8.
I know, I'm just
not that late.
Wow.
Well, you got to do your post-game show. It's,
yeah.
it's New York, Jack.
Well,
everybody's
yes.
not in bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
I've got 9 miles to run.
We're going to have to find out, is there a Wawa near City Field?
I was going to say, yeah. Depends on the restaurants over there. I don't know what's over there.
Is there a Frenchie's?
All right. We are the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 6 is
Bacon
the
and
Brandon
chicken.
Graham Show right here from Chickies and Pete's, where it is every Monday. Chickies and Pete's is the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, these days everything in Philly costs more, right? But a single line at Verizon, it doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. Now, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. How about dinner for two? We know that's gotten pricey, but Verizon, less pricey. Logan Square rent? No, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, it's already down. Check out one line for just $50 a month. Now, limited edition sneakers, I know a little bit about that. They're through the roof. One line from Verizon, through the floor. How about that designer golden doodle? Man, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service now just $50 a month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Here's the point. In a world that's always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Philly Verizon store.
Oh, shoot.
But I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me say.
You too, Dave.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
I'm going to learn the song.
Maybe 6 feet. It's so far down.
This was key to the 11 miles.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I went through a Creed phase around mile 9.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm starting to learn the words. I may be,
there
joining,
you go.
I may be joining in
yeah,
a couple weeks.
Yeah, like, now you need a real Ike. Man, phenomenal.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brandon Graham Show live from Chickies and Pete's.
The new
coming up at 6 o'clock. What's that?
The new A.J. Brown sweet and
oh,
sweet
you're
and
hot?
Sweet and hot.
You trying the wings?
Yeah.
How are they? Good?
Yeah, they're good.
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. See, now, I prefer boneless wings over bone-in wings.
Well, they're not wings. They're nuggets, but yep.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I don't, good point, Spike.
You're not a bonesman?
No, I don't like to work for my food. That's why I don't like crabs or lobster.
I think crabs are too much work. Wings, not so much.
Yeah, it gets in the teeth.
Flats guy or drums guy?
I don't know.
Ooh.
What are you?
Oh, man, it's a tough one.
Can I tell you my theory on this?
Yeah, go ahead. Then it may help me decide.
So you're a drums guy until you become a real wing guy, and then you become a flats guy.
I think you're right with
yep.
that. I
yep.
think you're right because, yes, I started off as a drums guy because it's meteor.
Yep.
That's right.
And then I became more of a flat guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
Spike spoke like a true vegan.
Well, I was not a vegan for most of my life, so yeah. I've eaten a lot of wings.
Might be right.
I've traveled for wings. I've never seen – this is when I became a flats guy. So my friend Smoke from high school called up last week.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw how he attacked a flat, the dude broke the end and then put the whole thing in his mouth,
yeah.
pulled it out, and then there was nothing left.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is how you
– that is a lot more fun to eat than the whole drum.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little more skill involved.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I think the flats are my favorite now.
Yeah, there you go. Jack?
I think I like flats more.
Okay.
But again, right. I prefer boneless.
So
he likes the bone. Oh, he said boneless.
Boneless. Yeah. No bone.
Yep. Jack has no bone.
No backbone or anything.
So we've talked about Topper's decisions a lot throughout the show. I kind of want to put them all into one thing and go over them and just real quick say, did it work, didn't it work, how do we feel about
right.
it? Okay. So starting Sanchez, can we make the judgment right now on starting Sanchez game two rather than Nola? Is that something we could do before we see Nola, or?
No.
You have to see Nola.
No.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I can make the judgment. I think it worked.
Yeah.
I think it worked, too. And I think it actually, obviously you don't want to lose game one, but the fact that it's setting up their 1-1 and Nola with this kind of start, I like that it's him tomorrow rather than Sanchez in a marquee big moment.
Yeah, I think so too. And they got a really good start out of Sanchez, and maybe that's something, you know, getting that under his belt and saying, okay, I can pitch in the playoffs, I'm good enough to do this, in a place where he's more comfortable,
yeah.
I think makes it easier for him to pitch on the road later in the playoffs.
I just want Rob Thompson to trust him more. I know the Ruiz decision we'll probably get to. Like, Chris Sanchez is a very good pitcher, and I think given what we've seen out of the bullpen so far, I feel like he's going to have to trust his starters a little bit more, because we might be getting a little shaky back there. I just want him to trust Chris Sanchez like he's maybe not the pedigree of Aaron Nola, and he's not that guy, but at least trust him to go deeper into games. Last year, contrary to what Aaron Nola said, Chris Sanchez did start a game in Arizona, and he pulled him super early, even though he's pitching really well. The Phillies ended up running through a lot of their bullpen, and it didn't go well. That game yesterday, he's a guy who has gotten better the third time through the lineup. He is fine going deep into a start. He gets better as the game goes on. So I hope that as the playoffs go on, he develops more and more trust in Chris Sanchez.
I don't think he gets shook either. I've said this all year. He pitches out of jams pretty regularly, mm-hmm. Chris Sanchez. So, all right, next one. Castellanos in the four hole rather than Bohm.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yes. Didn't agree with it. I didn't agree with it, but it's working out.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked. And this is where I wanted to see the benefit or the advantage of having Topper as our manager. I needed to see stuff like he's done through these first two games. Everything hasn't worked, but I needed to see other than roll out the same card. You know what I mean? Yep. I could go manage the team if that's how we're going to do it, right? And there has to be a difference between me and Topper is managing the team.
Yes, right? I think that's a fair
right?
request.
But if I go by the book,
yeah,
I could do that. You know what I mean? So I'm great. I'm happy to see Topper is trying something different. Let me ask you guys this. You guys wonder if this is being encouraged upstairs?
I could see it.
To be more aggressive as a manager.
And yeah. Certainly be open to these ideas of changing things instead of sticking with what you've done.
Well, he talks a lot about how he analyzes every move he's made over the last couple of postseasons.
Okay.
So I hear you. I just hope it's more personal growth. Like I hope it's growth
sure.
as a manager and developing and not being stuck in your ways. And he talks a lot about Joe Torre. Again, Joe Torre made some moves. Now, Joe Torre was a player's manager. We know
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his evolution as a manager.
You got to give me something there.
And you got to make sure the players – there has to be – it's not – fear might not be the right word, but there has to be a little bit of –
accountability.
Yeah. I think with the Bohm situation, I think that's
– And especially if one of his rules is don't show emotion or don't throw a helmet and actually having a consequence for it. I mean, they always talk about it with parenting.
Well, he didn't do that because he threw his helmet. No, I think the guy's not hitting.
No, I think he did it because he threw the helmet.
I would hope he didn't do that because of that.
Can I say, I think it's not just here's what I would say. It's not just throwing the helmet. It's 3 weeks of moping on the bench.
Right.
You know, pulling. And then I think I don't think if Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper threw their helmet, he was getting benched.
Right.
But I think Bohm has had a season full of moping when he doesn't succeed. And mm-hmm. I think it was that on top of everything else.
Well, especially when he talks about the Edmundo's their energy guy.
Yes.
And that was noted.
I think
he's worried about maybe Bohm and that when he does
zapping
that.
Energy. Yeah.
Zapping the energy.
I do agree with that.
Because they always talk about with being a parent. If you're going to say something to your kids to hold them accountable, you better back that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hope it's more personal growth from Rob Thompson.
I think also there were people that said benching Bohm was a panic move. I thought it was the opposite. It didn't feel like panic to me.
Didn't feel like panic to me.
There is a difference between this matters right now and you can't be that and these are the rules and, oh, no, I got to – you know, moving Trey Turner to seventh in the lineup, that would be panic. Moving
right.
Bryce Harper to leading off, that would be panic. Benching Alec Bohm, that did not feel like panic to me. It felt like a guy who was trying to get a hold of the team a little bit and show them that this is a five-game series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first to three wins. There's not room for moping your way through the – and all I hope is that Bohm – we saw how he reacted to it yesterday. I hope with a couple of days to think on it, which is how some people are built, I hope he comes ready to play
tomorrow. Let me tell you, there's nothing more that I'm more certain about tomorrow than Alec Baum getting two hits.
Yeah? You feel good about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I feel very confident about it because who was it that said it earlier? Was it T-Mac that said it? Or maybe one of our callers. We're talking about Baum's swing. And his
I think
mechanics.
It was Ken.
Was it Ken? Yeah. I agree with that. He has a natural hitter's swing. And so
more than anybody else in the lineup.
Yeah, he gets in these little ruts, and it's easier for him to adjust and lock back in and just go be a guy that's going to hit a double, hit one to the opposite field. Like, he can do that. And he's facing a lefty tomorrow and coming off of being benched. Yeah.
I hope he responds better than he did yesterday. I mean.
Well, yesterday he went up there pouting again.
I know.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't playing.
Which, I hope he responds different.
Guy's an all-star.
I know. But, again, I mean, the moment that stuck out for me.
And I'm saying that to say he's held to a higher standard.
Sure. Yep.
Meaning that he shouldn't be reacting the way that he is when he doesn't have success, and he certainly shouldn't be pouting when the manager makes a managerial decision. You go up there and swing at the first pitch like you don't care whether you hit the ball or not.
And just in a couple – or looking at the dugout yesterday, he was on the end by himself a little bit too much for me.
Again, yeah.
You know.
Let's not overanalyze.
Well, last overanalyzing point. Him crying when they're winning 11-3 in Kansas City.
Kansas City, yes.
Like that
– almost.
It almost pushed you off the Bomber?
Yeah, I almost did, man. It really did. I snuck back on there. Yeah, you know me, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not, that is not an Ike.
Yeah, that's not a guy I want to be defending right there that's crying in a damn dugout.
Consoling. Bryce Harper's got his arm over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
last topper one to go over, and they're in-game ones, but this is a lineup one. Hitting Bryson Stott fifth yesterday, and that is a
– well –
I was actually surprised, but who else would you go with?
So I think
Marsh.
So I think Marsh
or JT. Right?
He likes someone in that spot that is most likely not going to strike out, because that's a situation where that batter's up usually with runners on base. At least, you know, the guys ahead of him do their job. So I think having someone in that spot that's not a strikeout guy, that's why Baum's there a good amount, and that's why Stott's there. So I think that has to do with that.
I thought, and it worked out again yesterday.
Yeah. You know?
Well, thank God. I really listen. Bryson Stott is one of those guys where was pretty bad in the regular season. They can flip the whole narrative on his season with four hot weeks.
Yeah, like, who's that guy that the Mets have? The Iglesias.
Oh, Iglesias. Oh, yeah. He sucks. I mean, he sucked for years.
Jack keeps saying he sucks. The guy hit 340.
I know. But Spike, he's on a minor league deal.
I don't care.
I know.
He's in 340.
I know, but Jose, he sucks, but he's hot now, so he's fine. And the stupid OMG.
Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, uh-oh. Justin, I've been waiting to talk to you.
How about those Razorbacks?
Did something happen with college
the ball's
football?
Lost, man.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something, y'all. I'm coming to you with hat in hand, brother. I told you to take the ball.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, I've never been more embarrassed in my life. So don't bet on them tomorrow this year. I don't know what the hell is going on.
It's still a good team, though. That's a good team.
I was madder than a wet hen the other night. I mean, they looked like they forgot to play football and left their heart in Knoxville somewhere. But anyway, that ain't what I did want to come to you with that. Man, tell you, I apologize, but that ain't what people want to hear.
All right.
So here we go. Here's my thoughts with Baum. This is something I wanted to hit on. I'm glad y'all touched on it. I'm glad that they benched him. Because the tough love thing, like patting him on the back and stuff, it ain't work. Consoling him and him whining and crying around like a 5-year-old with Tootie's face on the playground. That, you know, you're 27, 28-year-old, man. Grow up, quit pouting like you're some little whiny-ass punk. And now, you know what Topper needs to do, right? You know what I'm fixing to say.
What?
Kick his crack shut. Line him up and kick his crack shut. So you go up there moping and pouting again, and swinging at the first dadgum pitch they throw across, I'm going to kick your crack shut. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Just wire him out, boys. Climb on him with both feet and just don't let up, because something's got to work. I mean, it's like y'all said, he's an all-star. What are you pouting about, dude? I don't know if he's 13 or 30. I mean, he gets up there He gets up there like the world's come to an end, and he's pouting and carrying on. Something's got to change with this dude, man. You're a dadgum all-star, and you're pouting like somebody's peeing your Cheerios this morning or something. And it's getting on my dadgum nerves. So, and number two thing I want to get on, I know Spike and Jack probably didn't hear it. You probably noticed yesterday watching on TV, but these Fox guys, AJ Pierzynski is really
No,
good.
I'm with you on AJ Pierzynski. That guy sucks.
Was it a third guy?
Well, it's Adam Wainwright, Amin, and AJ Pierzynski. Yeah.
AJ Pierzynski in game one, he was crying when things bad would happen to the Mets.
He hates Philadelphia.
I didn't hear him game one,
dude,
but I got to hear him
yesterday.
It was like
there was one where, okay, ump blew a call early in the count, right? It should have been a strike. He called it a ball. Pierzynski's like, this ruins the entire at-bat. You know, the at-bat isn't even the same after this. And then when I forget who it was. I think it was Trey that looked like he got caught off of first base, and they did the replay, and they didn't overturn it. What do they even have replay for? What am I looking at? Oh, my God, you're right, Justin. AJ Pierzynski made me want to stick a screwdriver in my ear. He was terrible.
I hope they pull him from the broadcast or whatever, because he sucks. He sucks on four continents, y'all. And then he might as well show up with a Mets hat and a Gary Carter or Daryl Strawberry jersey while he's at it. Because, I mean, that's what he's doing. He might as well pay into him that stupid OMG thing them idiots get their picture took with, looking like a bunch of, I can't say what right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and my final thought, I loved listening to Jack and James last night. I'm telling you what, Jack was so excited. He was like a dog chasing a car. He wouldn't know what to done with it if he'd have caught it. He was so ticked. I was so happy listening to them boys. It was great. But like I said, I'm coming to you hat in hand, buddy. I told you to bet. But, hey, there's a lot of people lost their shirts on that Alabama-Vanderbilt game, too. But, anyway, I'm going to get off here. Y'all have had a great show today. I love you, boys. I mean it. And have fun, Tickies, and eat fun for me. Love you.
All right, Justin. Love you. Well, little does Justin know, you guys are perfectly capable of losing bets without his help.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Not to jinx anything right now. It's going all right.
Wow. It's a long year. It's like a freeway with that man.
I'm sorry. Did you say Travis Kelce 2 touchdowns tonight? I'll bet it. Kareem Hunt 2 touchdowns?
I know you'll bet it. The Twitter question is... Actually, no. Let's do the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'm very positive.
Look, the fact is the kid is a little closer to death with every birthday.
Now, I did say to you in the pregame yesterday, you don't have many more of these left, which you appreciated, it seemed like.
I don't have many more of these. Win one for me, because I am on death's door.
Yeah, one day at a time.
Yeah. What's next?
Oh. There you go. You guys finally got it.
Yes, I got it, yes. About to say what?
I've never heard Corey so distraught as the end of that phone call.
Yeah, I don't know. Like we always do the playful back and forth.
I'm going to tell you, he was not happy.
He was not happy.
Call.
No, I know.
He was not happy.
Yeah.
Not returning my texts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can't be a baby and a foxhole guy.
We love Corey.
Love Corey.
Just having him myself.
You know, we're a little hard on him.
We are about accuracy on this.
And when you're a foxhole guy, you get punched in the ribs every once in a while. The friggin' text
That's
line.
That's true. You got to be able to take it.
Text line, 9 out of 10 text lines is the dumb stuff I said on the show. Come on.
Welcome, you're right.
Welcome to the show.
Got to toughen up a little bit there, see?
All right, what's next?
Well, and up with it, multiple Bryce
Harper's. Wow, how about that? Yeah, that's twice in like 4 days, three days.
One thing you guys don't know about me, I am a crier.
I could see that.
Yeah, I'll cry. Yeah.
Real men do cry.
Yeah, I was full of emotion at the game yesterday. I was with my guys, watching a baseball game. Bryce hits the home run for me, probably, you know.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, and not to bring everybody down, but a couple years ago when my mother passed away, that year.
Are you crying anything?
I could be laying in bed, bro, watching TV. Anything.
Anything
is triggering me. Yeah, it's bringing me to tears. It was unbelievable. It's uncontrollable, man.
Well, Mark's once cried at a Leave It to Beaver episode, which I was like, are you okay?
Well, yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. What's next?
Well, you guys know, when I found out he wasn't in the lineup, I wasn't outraged by it.
No. Yeah, he earned it.
I know what that was. It was one day he didn't have to bet him.
That's true. That is true. Like, who gave me a break? I don't even put anything on him.
Yeah, exactly right. But he'll be in there tomorrow, though. Two hits? Is that what you're calling?
I just said two hits, baby.
All right.
What's next?
The Werther's original.
Yeah, it was an old guy moment from Ken, and I let him get away with all of the excuses he made for Bohm in that.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, he's still probably hurt. He's like, well. Come on, Ken.
Love
As
Ken.
A fellow Bohmer guy, I just was like, huh.
Yeah.
He probably is. Yeah, probably is. Yeah,
yeah he
totally
went,
agree.
He went. He read the OG Wade manual, excuses manual, of when your
guy is struggling.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're looking at him the wrong way. We don't know. What's next?
Text line. Where would Devin land on that question?
That was a callback.
Yeah. An all-time callback. Like, maybe the funniest... Funniest moment of the show so far?
I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. If you didn't hear it, because we did it when we were in media.
Yeah.
We were doing Tour de Delco.
In front of people.
And yeah, and Elliot had asked me if when Michael J. Fox went back in time and back to the future and saw what would be his mother, if he slept with his mother.
Oh, my God.
If it would count as incest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Only Elliot.
Yep.
He needs Eagles football back.
I just remembered how funny it was.
He didn't put out any outlandish tweets, though, this weekend.
No, it was just Philly. Just Philly's thirst. Jumping on the bandwagon. God.
The Twitter question was brought to you today by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question after yesterday's win, what's your confidence level in the Phillies winning this series? It ends with pretty confident at 51, still not confident at 34, and very confident at 15. And that lines up. I was telling Jack during one of the breaks, I think people like the team, are excited. I think there's still... nerves
a lot of
nerves.
Yesterday was more of a sigh of relief than like a galvanized.
Yeah, lesson. I think so.
We learned our lesson about peacocking around here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Last time we peacocked, we were up 2-1 in the World Series.
And peacock last year, probably, too.
3-2 in the NLCS.
Did we peacock? Yeah, I guess we did, especially for game six.
They hadn't lost a home game yet.
Yeah. Two games at home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right.
The key is to never believe.
See, be negative. Then you'll always be happy when they win.
I know.
Hope for the best, expect the worst. This show will be back with you tomorrow. We will be doing the show from Citi Field. We'll be on the Fans of Philly trip. So if you're in the stadium, we'll be sitting with all the other people that are hoping to not get in fights at Citi Field. So we'll do the show for you then. Coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show with myself. Brandon Graham, of course, Howard Eskin, live from Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Bryce Harper saved the team yesterday with that big home run. And I'm going to save you when a little house problem pops up for you. That little house problem, you're not getting any hot water anymore. Maybe it's in the shower. Get in the shower. Oh, no, no hot water. Maybe you're washing your hands. Oh, no, no hot water. You need a water heater. Here's how I'm going to save you. Only two words you need to know are Bradford White. Because they are the best. They are built to be the best, and they are. They're going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. And if you're like me, when you replace something in your home, you want to know, you know, it's not cheap. You want to know it's going to last? Bradford White's going to last. It's built to be the best. It's also made 100% in the United States. Also, they want it installed the right way. They want a plumbing pro to do it, not a do-it-yourself type thing. It's the best, and they want it installed by the best. Look, whether it's home or work, whether it's tankless or tank, Bradford White giving you the performance you expect and you deserve. When it's time for a water heater, go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more.